Meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you very much. Hello, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to ATRT3, Review Team Plenary Call Number 3 on the 20th of February, 2019 at 1100 UTC. Attending the call today is Pat Kane, Vanda Scartazzini, Cheryl Langdonor, Yap Akerhus, Osvaldo Navoa, Ramet Kalili, Martin Botterman, Sebastian Bachelet, Wolfgang Kleinwalker, Erica Varlis, Jacques Blanc. From ICANN.org, we have Jean-Baptiste Durlet, Brenda Brewer, and Herb Way. We do have observer of Avri Doria and Yang Hanyu. We also, Daniel has just joined us. I'd like to note that Michael Karanikolis has let us know he'll be delayed today. Today's meeting is being recorded. I'd like to remind you to please state your name before speaking, and I'll turn the call over to the co-chairs. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Brenda. I'll jump in. It's Cheryl Langdon Orr for the transcript record. And just an additional administrative reminder that if you can speak at a reasonable and slow pace and make sure you identify yourselves before you take the microphone, that would be appreciated. And also, if you could, as the first slide did indicate, mute your microphones to avoid background noise, that would be a great boon to us all, and indeed for the future record of our call. And seeing as the term transparency is in our name, we probably should make sure that what we do is not only there for the record, but able to be deciphered. With that, Pat and I are looking forward to starting the more deliberative aspects of our call. We recognise that today we're building on some of the discussions and decisions we took at last week's call, including, of course, having weekly calls. And we have some additional administrivia that is a standard to all our agendas. And the first thing is, if anyone has any update to their statement of interest, now is the time to let us all know. And to remind you all that, of course, your statements of interest not only need to be lodged, but they need to be kept up to date under a commitment of continuous disclosure. On that, if you could just let us know now if there's any updates to your statements of interest, or, of course, if any of you have had any difficulty lodging your statements of interest, I'm quite sure that staff can assist you with that. With that, let's, not hearing anyone or seeing anybody raising their hand in the Adobe Connect room, we may as well move on to the next slide, and that is the review of the agenda. The review of the agenda for today's call will be looking at our statements of interest and roll call. That's done. We're going to discuss the face-to-face meeting. As we agreed last week.
The host has left the meeting to speak with meeting support and will rejoin soon.
That's just something that happens from time to time, people. I apologize for that. The world will not end and the host will undoubtedly return to us before everything is terminated. The face-to-face meeting we agreed at last week's call would be our first substantive meeting. But in today's call, we're going to look at the terms of reference, the work plan and timeline, our working methodologies, and to follow that up with an opportunity to discuss an informal meeting at ICANN 64 in Kobe. We're going to look at any other business and then obviously confirm any decisions reached, any action items, and look at the time and date of the next meeting. While we're at the review of the agenda, is there anybody who wants to put anything forward to any other business at this stage? I think we will call again for that before the end of the call. not seeing anybody or hearing anybody drawing attention to themselves on the Adobe Connect and audio channel. Let's move on then to the face-to-face meeting, which will be our substantive meeting number one, and jump to the next slide, which is the thrill-packed and exciting announcement that according to the doodle and the slides when Pat and I read them earlier today, that the date for your diaries and for your travel arrangement pleasure is going to be confirmed at the 3rd to 5th of April in Los Angeles. Obviously, this is not going to suit absolutely everybody, but I gather this is the majority rule and preference. As the slide notes, and I'm sure you're all noting in your calendars now, the dates, we will be meeting the full day of the 3rd, the full day of the 4th, and the majority, if not full day, of the 5th. Obviously, the details of the agenda is yet to be determined, but it is a 3-day meeting. So your travel arrangements need to be made in such a way that you are available for full-day meetings on the 3rd, the 4th, and the 5th of April 2019 in Los Angeles. We note here that ICANN will cover the airfare, hotel, and meals to attend the ATRT 3 face-to-face meeting in accordance with the existing ICANN travel support guidelines, the constituency travel guidelines. ICANN travel support will reach out to us all to assist us in our travel arrangements, and there is a link off the agenda and the slides to assist you with more ICANN travel support. I will note, of course, it is not compulsory for you to avail yourselves of the constituency travel support offered by ICANN. If you so desire to have personally covered the attendance costs, I'm quite sure you're more than welcome to do so. Of course, to have your sending entity or employer do the same, that is also perfectly all right. But the aim of the game here is to ensure that there is no impediment to anyone to be not able to join the meeting from the 3rd to the 5th of April, presuming that your other schedules for real world as opposed to voluntary activities allows you to do so. With that, let's pause for a moment and open a queue on any discussion and interaction on our first face-to-face meeting. And Pat, did you want to follow up with anything here?
This is Pat. No, nothing to follow up on this, but I did, everybody should take a look at the travel support guidelines and just familiarize yourself with what, you know, timeliness and that kind of stuff.
Thanks, Pat. Cheryl, for the record, yes. It is important that when you do get a contact from ICANN Constituency Travel, particularly since we are already outside of the established norms for deadlines, this is already an exceptional meeting, and we appreciate ICANN's extraordinary efforts to facilitate this meeting, that you are very prompt with your travel arrangements. Josh,
hi. Pardon the interruption. This is the operator. Brenda, I keep calling the number in for Tola, and I'm getting a busy signal.
Very good. Thank you for trying. You can
okay.
Stop trying.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, operator. Jack, Cheryl for the record, over to you.
Yes, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. Jacques for the record. I'm sorry, I'm just all new to all this kind of process. Do we or are we going to have a list of preferred hotels or most closed hotel or whatever that we can address, you know, the way the ICANN gives us when we go to ICANN meeting?
Jacques, Cheryl, and you know, for the record, that's an excellent question. One assumes with the venue, of course, we are going to be a meeting utilizing the ICANN headquarters in Los Angeles facilities, and I do know that they do have arrangements with preferred hotels. So let's go back to Jean-Baptiste and see what he'd like to tell us about that. Over to you, Jean-Baptiste.
Thank you, Sharon, and thank you for your question, Jackie. I believe travel support will provide you in due time with all that information. Yes, usually there is an hotel that is provided in their email for this. But again, I would strongly recommend you wait for the email that will be sent. So, thank you.
Thanks, Jean-Baptiste. Sherilyn Dunor for the record again. And just to read to the record from the chat as Pat, and certainly to my living memory and experience, this is normally the DoubleTree Inn in Los Angeles. We will obviously have that confirmed by constituency travel. And perhaps I can ask if we do have staff take a very minor action item on that, just to reach out to constituency travel and announce to our email list as soon as practical what the accommodation will be for those who may perhaps not be availing themselves of ICANN constituency travel support, to ensure that they are aware of the accommodation bookings. And indeed that CT or their own arrangements can be made to take advantage of us all staying in the same hotel, because of course there will be interaction advantage if that's the case. Demi, I note in chat that you don't have any sound. Brenda, are you working with Demi to see what's happening with his Adobe Connect audio out?
Yes, thank you, Cheryl.
Thanks very much, Brenda. Okay, any other questions on that? I guess the other question I suppose we should raise here on the face-to-face meeting is when we expect constituency travel to perhaps reach out to us. Should we panic, for example, if we don't hear in the next 72 hours or what? Noting that in the not too distant future, many of us will be travelling to Kobe anyway. One probably needs to know whether one should panic that CT, constituency travel, has or has not reached out to us. Back to you, Jean-Baptiste.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. I just wanted to reply. So we got confirmation really recently. It was yesterday, my night. So you should be receiving news from them, I expect, before the end of this week. But be sure that we'll be following up on that.
Excellent. Thank you very much. We do recognize it, first of all, Cheryl, and for the record, we do recognise this is a very busy time for constituency travel and indeed all of ICANN volunteers. So it'd just be good to know that we're not falling through the crack in inverted commas at all. With that, Daniel, I saw your hand briefly raised. Did you wish to speak, Daniel? Okay, I'm assuming not, and I'm delighted to report for the record that Demi's audio is sorted, so we do have everyone clearly connected. With this, I'm going to ask that the dreaded upgrades in Adobe. I understand, Demi. We all have our preferences and tools. If we can move now to the next slide, and I'm going to, without any without anchors, ladies and gentlemen. We're working without nets here. Suggests that Pat might take the lead on the next slide, which is where we're going to be looking at our the review of the terms of reference and the goals for our work. Please, if you, you wouldn't mind, just raising your hand in the Adobe Connect room, unless, of course, you are on audio only, and if so, feel free to just jump in and we'll put you in the queue. But, Pat, while I have a sip of water, if you want to take the next slide, over to you.
Certainly, Cheryl. This is Pat. Thank you. So in the face-to-face meeting, which I guess is now 5 weeks out, 5.5 weeks out, we probably can get a lot of work done between now and then. And the three pieces, the three documents, of course, that we have to get put in place are the terms of reference, the scope, and the work plan. For staff, is that 60 days, calendar days, or work days?
That's a good question, Patrick. I believe this is calendar days.
That was my assumption, because I think in previous documents it has said 40 days, but got 60 days calendar. All right. So one of the things I'd like to ask for staff to provide is the artifacts from ATR1 and ATR2 that are those documents, or the package itself that was sent to the board for review for ATRT1 and ATRT2. Can we do that?
So, your line was said at the beginning. You want what for ATRT1 and ATRT2? Sorry.
The artifact documents that were put in a package to the board for the review, for when the board reviewed and confirmed the terms of reference, the work plan, and the scope.
Oh, all right.
I mean, I know they're listed on the web pages, but if you guys could collect them up into what the package was that was sent, that would be helpful for the team to take a look at and review to get our heads around what the expectations are in terms of the deliverable documents. And then I'm assuming also that Brenda, you or Jean-Baptiste will be distributing the detailed templates?
That's correct, Patrick, and that's based on our work with the review team. So we'll be providing a template that basically can be considered a framework with all the different sections that need to be filled in. Some are generic information that we'll be able to pre-fill in, but some others will be the work of the review team.
And when do you think you'd have those pushed out, Jean-Baptiste?
I'll try to send that to the review team before the end of this week, and if not, beginning of next week.
All right, I'm just taking a note here.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So we go to the next slide, please.
Next slide, thanks, mate. Jean-Baptiste, being painfully aware, because I listened to all of the meetings and was an observer, et cetera, for ATRT2. MSSI as an entity was brand spanking new during the beginnings of ATRT2, and I value the fact that Avery's here as an observer because, of course, she was in the trenches and very active, in fact, a linchpin to the ATRT2 process. I don't believe there were these templates, etc., utilised in ATRT2, and I can certainly say they weren't in ATRT1 because I served on that committee. So are there some other review teams where these templates have been developed that we could perhaps have a little pre-look at? I'm assuming, of course, that like most living documents, these templates, even if we do look at them as references from other work, are in themselves works in progress, and that we are, as we should be, in our self-determined nature of what we are going to be doing, very free to use and or modify them. Just wanted to double check on that. Sorry, Pat, it's just I am very aware that in some ways we don't have standard operational procedures on things like templates at this stage, at least. Thanks.
This is Pat. Cheryl, that's fine. I mean, I think taking a look at the terms of reference from both HR 1 and 2 will also help us from the standpoint of what would fit into a template. So I welcome taking a look at all of them in concert. So then on slides 8 and 9, I mean, this is just detailing out what actually N10, what I assume Jean-Baptiste will be in the templates?
Correct.
Okay. So, and not, you know, not to read through these bullet by bullet, I think everybody can go through this on the slides that were distributed last night. Did anybody have any specific questions on these areas? Okay, and then on, we can go ahead and move to slide 11, please, Brenda. So I just put together a representative timeline to take a look at, just to get a feel for what 1 year looks like and how that would line up on ICANN 67. And I know that the TOR, the TOR says 60 days that we have to get it in place, which is probably about 40 work days in terms of what Microsoft Project would allow me to put in. But essentially, we've got a lot of work and a little bit of time in terms of making certain we can make public comment periods. And so if we need to get to a public comment, we've got to be substantially done by the beginning of October. Which would line up with ICANN 66, and so hopefully, as a goal, ICANN 66, we could be finishing up the document to submit to public comment for the first review. Any questions there?
Pat, Cheryl, again, for the record, obviously, you know, let's give everybody a couple of days to look over this proposed and representative timeline, and I, for one, very much appreciate this type of structure, but it may not be in everybody's comfort zone, so...
True.
Let's give everybody, shall we say... 72 hours or so to look at it, raise questions, and we'll make sure it's on our agenda for next week's call for a more substantive discussion.
This is Pat. Cheryl, thank you very much. One thing that I would call out on the representative timeline is the section that says, which would be line number 5, which is collection of review items. One of the things that as we go through this from a methodology standpoint, I'd like to throw out for consideration, and while you're looking at this, think through it and give feedback, is to break these up into sections and put together work teams that take a discrete piece of work and take a look at different items from either ATRT1, ATRT2, to include areas into the future based upon where ICANN is going and do we have the right accountability mechanisms into the future. From what we hear from the leadership of the organization, ICANN.org, where they'd like to go and evolve the community and evolve the DNS, take a look at making sure we have flexible accountability and transparency mechanisms that can shape as we go forward. So think about how we'd like to break up the different work sections and create work parties around that. So just something to consider in this format. And then if we go to the next slide, the working methodologies.
Can I come in?
I'm sorry, I missed the hand. Sorry, Martin, I missed your hand.
Oh, no problem. Basically, I hear what you say. Just wanted to raise the point that let's not only look at what came out of T1 and 2, but let's also make sure that we consider, when looking forward, what do we need to take into account? So up and beyond the outcomes of AT or T1, 2, which are important.
So this is Pat. So Martin, I think that's absolutely correct. When we hear Joran and Shireen talk about the 5 trends that they're tracking for the future and how that shapes 20 to 25, you know, there's certainly things that will change in terms of how ICANN operates, or at least expected to change. And we need to make certain that we can hold the organization and the community accountable and in a transparent fashion, so that as things evolve, they're evolving for the right reasons. And we can clearly see what they are.
Thanks.
And then the next slide, in terms of working methodologies, just everybody think through this. But the one thing that I want to make certain that we drive towards is inclusion, as well as, you know, fairness in the approach that we take. So, you know, so all of this is based upon, you know, some good hygiene in terms of how we're going to operate, but we have to remain inclusive, we have to remain fair, and we have to remain open to all ideas, I think. Questions there? Cheryl, you got your hand up?
Thanks, Pat. Cheryl Langdon, off the record. Not a question, just an embellishment. I'll do that a lot. People don't panic. Obviously, it's fairly important that the accountability and transparency review team is, in fact, accountable and transparent. And so that's something that you might think is blatantly obvious, but there are many issues that between now and even the face-to-face meeting we might want to consider. Things that have come up, for example, in the past is how we and should we, I suppose my biases are showing there, where I start with the how we as opposed to the should we, but declaring biases is important. Have things set up, for example, for anonymized whistleblowing? Do we have the ability for member or members of the ICANN community to report to the ATRT a matter of extreme concern? And here, when I use the term ICANN community, I'm inclusive of staff. Where do we take whistleblowing, for example, into our considerations? So whilst obviously we will be looking to these generic methodologies as important tools, there's also specifics that will be born out of the scope, and our agreed scope is yet to be determined. We all recognise that. But things like how we take community input prior to any initial reporting, let alone interaction with the community and formalising any reporting and recommendations. All of this needs to be well presented, well understood by the community, and of course utilise a robust model. So think, if you will, over the next few days, just how you will intake, appreciate, and deal with commentary from the ICANN community, or criticism of the ICANN community. What weighting are you going to give it? How do you treat anonymised and non-anonymised input? And here, I would remind you that in the past, these are matters that have taken considerable time in terms of discussion and deliberation for other review teams. We are under a very tight timeline, and so the sooner we can come to our own consensus on some of these matters, the better. And to that end, Pat, I'm wondering whether we could poll our group now and see how comfortable everybody might be working with one of the things in our toolkit in terms of collaboration. Is there anyone who simply cannot or will not interact with Google Docs, for example? If we put up straw person documentation or thought process work in that format, can we start to deliberate in a transparent way?
The host has left the meeting to speak with meeting support and will rejoin soon.
So these are things that are not going to be answered now, but these are certainly things that I, for one, would be encouraging us to start contemplating. Pat, back to you.
Thanks, Cheryl. This is Pat. When you were speaking about whistleblowers, the thing that popped into my head was, were you considering or suggesting that we put together some kind of anonymous, you know, the ability to submit something anonymously for us to review from a community suggestion as to where accountability and transparency can be improved?
Well, Pat, Cheryl Langdon, off the record, that is certainly a matter that has been not only deliberated and considered in the past by previous accountability and transparency review teams, but it's a tool that has been agreed to, and I believe that certainly ATRT, well, I know that ATRT1 used an anonymised email address, which was a catch-all for such things, and came to the attention of the ATRT team, and I believe that perhaps Avery or someone else from MFSI perhaps could confirm that ATRT2 certainly is, well, they certainly contemplated it, but I believe they probably also set that up. That's just one example. So it's more than just if we come to poll or vote on something, you know, what sort of thresholds come into play on decision making. It also needs to include, in terms of our methodologies, a clear and unambiguous guideline for community on how they can interact. And note, I didn't actually say ICANN community there. I meant community because there are actors outside of the normal boundary fences of ICANN that may also wish to contribute commentary from time to time. Who knows? Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. So outside of that section, I've got nothing else to add. Staff, anything that we should think of in this area?
Thank you, Patrick. No, maybe what I just wanted to emphasize is that this methodology is one part of your terms of reference, so there will be really some time to be spent on that, on those items that are listed on your slide. If we can support your discussions, just let us know how we can help. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you, Jean-Baptiste. All right, and then the last slide in this particular deck has an informal, it talks about ICANN 64, an informal meeting opportunity.
Patrick, just before we move to that, I just would like to help Brenda with something. There is someone on the phone with a number ending with 6420. Could that person identify herself or himself? Thank you. So the number ending with 6420. All right, let's move on. Back to you, Patrick.
All right. Sorry, my internet dropped for a moment, so I'm just logging back in. All right, so ICANN 64, it appears from the poll that Brenda took, and I know that this was privately sent to Brenda, that there'll be eight of us at ICANN 64. If staff could take a look and see if there is a room available, if not, as a sponsor, VeriSign has a room as well that we could use, and we could find some time on either of those days. Brenda, was there any preference for time of day suggested to you in the responses?
No, Patrick, that wasn't part of my question. I apologize.
Oh, no worries. No worries.
Yeah.
So I see Cheryl has a preference for the 12th, and Martin has suggested let's doodle for times. So can we set up a doodle for that? And I know that we had some privacy questions in terms of when people were arriving and flights and those kinds of things. So I think we still have a question out to staff as to what the guidelines are for privacy protection for the participants of the group.
We can send a doodle out to the whole review team so they can reply however it suits them. If they're not attending, no need to reply. So that will work out fine. Thank you.
Thank you, Brenda. All right, and
just double checking, and I note the generosity of your corporation that you just mentioned, but regardless, I would think it's pretty important that if we possibly can, some form of remote participation for members of the review team who are not able to attend Kobe, is going to be fairly important. Still recognising the informal nature of this gathering, still seeing it as simply a way of the prior preparation that we're hoping to get, particularly on the terms of reference and scoping work done. that obviously we don't want to disadvantage any of our review team members just because they haven't already decided to travel to icy Kobe on an island in the middle of a Japan harbour. Note as an accessibility issue my slight disdain on that, won't you? It was deliberate. I just think it's important that while staff is looking at ICANN-provided opportunities in case we don't have to prevail upon VeriSign, that we do remember that people may be able to dial in if possible. Thanks.
This is Pat. Thank you, Cheryl. So that brings us to the end of the prepared slides for today. Anybody want to throw in any other business?
Patrick,
John, do you have your hand raised?
Yes, I just wanted to get back to on the action item for the ICANN 64 and for rating opportunity. So we'll set up a doodle four times, but would you like us to set it up for either the 11th or the 12th? Because I saw several comments in the chat saying that 12 would be ideal.
So why don't we put times for both of those days?
Okay. We'll do so. Thank you.
Cheryl here. Pat, I think it's important for the doodle poll to be very clear about perhaps the time commitment. Are we talking about a two-hour block, a three-hour block, or the whole damned day? Again, notice my biases. it does make a difference to already. And Martin's also picking that up as a board member. His life is definitely not his own. To be able to carve out 1 or 2 hours might be far different to trying to carve out 3 or 4 on any one of those days. So just an important point. Good question. Why be so formal about an informal meeting? Basically, from my perspective, because we're trying to be as inclusive as possible and simply leverage on the opportunity for a number of us to be face-to-face, yourself included. And Pat saying 1 hour, far more manageable, Pat. I'm relieved to see that. Jean-Baptiste, your hand is still up. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, that's an old hand, but just wanted to comment that we have reported that it will be a one-hour block. Thank you.
Mr. Pat, thank you, Jean-Baptiste. So does anyone have anything else? I know that this is going to be kind of a short meeting since it's just getting started, really. Cheryl, anything else?
Thanks, Pat. Cheryl, for the record, I just wondered whether utilising our email list, people might want to start putting up their hands already to see whether or not they want to step up to work on things in the preparatory phase before our face-to-face meeting. And by things, I mean... perhaps exploring the timeline and project management details, exploring the specifics of the scope, and there, just to warn you all, those of you who want to dig in deep to the development of our scope, there is considerable material for reference there, and it would be nice to have some high-level text that the whole review team can contemplate and consider in advance of any informal gathering in Covey, but certainly in the next week or so, but before our face-to-face meeting, where obviously we'll be having far more detailed and deliberative discussions. But there is quite a body of work to review, and so some suggestion and synthesis documentation on how we might approach our scope could be useful. Thanks.
Hello, Herb. I see you have your hand up.
Yes, good morning, Pat and Cheryl and everybody else. Herb Way for the record. I just want to take just a brief moment here and clarify my presence, I guess, in this working group or with this working group, the review team. I'm basically looking at this as a learning opportunity for me. I had an opportunity, being an old-timer at ICANN, to experience from the outside both the ATRT 1 and 2, and specifically the impact it had on the Office of the Ombudsman with many of the recommendations. So I'm here as an observer and not really, I was identified as ICANN org staff at the beginning there, and I just want to make sure that everybody understands that I'm not here in an official capacity other than being the Ombudsman as a resource person for the group, but I'm here more importantly to learn about how the ATRT process works, participate as a resource for any information or comments or questions you may have about the Office of the Ombudsman, and qualifying that, if at any time during the year when I'm attending a meeting or if something arises that you feel is more appropriate or that you'd be more comfortable discussing in my absence, to please not hesitate in the least bit. I will not be offended at all if I am asked to step out of the meeting or not attend a specific meeting because you will be discussing something that that you wish to discuss in camera away from the Office of the Ombudsman, and any information that you wish to share amongst yourselves or comments you wish to make that you are uncomfortable sharing or having me in the room. So please, and I'll probably mention this again, if I ever see conversation going on, I will be more than happy to step out or skip meetings if anything pops up that you wish to discuss more in a private manner. In as much as it is all published online and in the transcripts, etc., sometimes having me in the room may make some people uncomfortable. So please don't at any time feel uncomfortable in asking me to step aside. And I look forward to watching and learning over the coming year, and I wish you all the very best of luck as you proceed through this. I am hoping to be able to make the last day of your LA meeting. I will be attending a conference in the States the first couple of part of that week, but should be able to make it to LA for the 5th to drop in and say hello and meet you all face to face. And finally, at Kobe, if you are putting together informal meetings, or if any of you wish to get together to specifically discuss ATRT, I do have an office, though I generally share it with the complaints officer. We do half days, but I don't know how big it is or whether it can accommodate a larger group, but please don't hesitate to, if you need a place to set up a meeting for an hour, I would be more than happy to offer my workspace if it's appropriate and there are no issues with time and so on. So thank you very much. Let you get back to your meeting.
Cheryl here, Herb. Thank you very much for that. And I just want to jump in before we go to Brenda. I recognise your hand up, Brenda. You raise an important point that it's probably worth just highlighting here, and in my experience, and I suspect Pat's as well, it's very handy that if anyone in our group, certainly based on previous groups I've been involved with, if any person within our team believes that something needs to be taken, in inverted commas, in camera, it's kind of a reverse terminology when you're not a English as a first language speaker. But by that term, what we mean is that the official recording, the audio recording of our meeting would be suspended. Only members of the Accountability and Transparency Review Team, those formally appointed, would remain. A conversation and deliberation or discussion would occur, and then one would come back to a recording state where, without any attribution, a general record of discussion was made. So, for example, in other meetings, a member can say, I'd like to take that in camera. The meeting agrees that that would happen either then or at the end of the meeting or whenever. When that occurs, staff ensures that only the review team members remain. The transcription and recording is suspended briefly, and then after whatever has happened, and that is sometimes necessary and very valuable, it is good practice, dare I say, accountable and transparent practice, to have for the record a note that says, for example, ATRT3 went into a short in-camera session where they discussed a confidential report and that will have been taken into account in future recommendations. Something very high level, but it pins into the record why, but not the gory details of, an in-camera session was held. So just for those of you who may not have done that very much, it's important to make sure we all have a clear understanding. With that, I'll stop filibustering and go to Brenda. Thanks.
Thank you, Cheryl. This is Brenda. And again, we have a phone number that's joined, and I have disconnected it twice, and it continues to dial back in. It has an area code of 860, which I believe is Connecticut. If you could just identify your name for the attendance record, we'd appreciate it. Area code 860, ending in the last four digits, 6420. I'm not hearing any reply. If your line is muted, could you please unmute? Okay, I'll disconnect the line again, and I'm sorry for interrupting the meeting with that. Thank you.
No problem at all, Brenda. I appreciate your efforts to keep us all identified and honest. At this stage, we also haven't agreed on whether or not we should identify the appointing bodies that we have come from. I personally, in our Adobe Connect records, I personally am sort of almost less than ambivalent about that. I think we're a small enough group that we can get to know real quick, you know, who's from what sector of the ICANN community. But I'm happy, and I'm sure Pat is as well, to entertain a different standard should you so desire. But it is important that as we do take attendance records and they do become a public record, that Brenda does exactly what she's done then, and that is try and ascertain who has joined our call. And to that end, one of the things you probably need to decide very early on, and that is how public you want your regular weekly calls to be. My personal view is that if an accountability and transparency review team can't do everything transparently, then we have a problem. So I'm all for everything being in the public record, unless an exceptional justification is made for a short or small and specific in-camera session. But perhaps we can take that as a piece of homework, because I like setting homework, and we can discuss that in the coming week on our email list. So perhaps the question to all of you is, if any of you object to future calls being open to other people to join in a listen-only mode, then please raise the basis for that concern, and it could be very valid. And then we will decide at next week's call whether that is how we proceed. You all know my biases. If in doubt, make it transparent. But with that, Pat, did you want to say anything before we go back to Brenda to remind us about the date and time of our next meeting, and for us to have a look at any particular action items that may or may not have been captured in the discussion notes?
This is Pat. No, I'm good, Cheryl. Thank you.
Terrific. Jean-Baptiste, do you want to just quickly review any AIs that or significant decisions that you believe are needing review, so we can all agree on them?
Yes, sure. Happy to do so. So the identified action items for today's call are the following. I can opt to reach out to constituency travel to confirm what the accommodation will be for the face-to-face meeting. I can opt to liaise with constituency travel to follow up on when email will be sent to review team. And I can opt to provide review team with HRT1 artifacts documents, terms of reference, scope work plan that were sent out to the ITM board. Review team to look at timeline provided by Patrick and send any questions via email. Item to be added on next plenary call agenda. For item 60.4 formal meetings, I can also set up a doodle for times. It would be a 1-hour block, and that would be for the 11th or the 12th of March. And finally, Patrick and Sherry to address transparency on next plenary call.
Thank you, Jean-Baptiste. Cheryl, for the record, I might modify that last one slightly. After any input from review team members in the coming week to our email list, we will address transparency standards on our next plenary call, because it is important that our review team members can contemplate and formulate any concern or opinions. So, Pat, I think, seeing as I started it off, you can wrap it up and take us to our last slide and when our next real packed and exciting episode is going to be.
Thanks for the drama, Cheryl. This is Pat. Hey, so we are going to be on the 27th of February at 2100 UTC. Which is next Wednesday. Okay.
Fantastic. So with that, Brenda, is your hand an old one?
Yes, it is an old one. Thank you for reminding me.
Ah, dear. Okay. Well, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and do not forget, as I often do, to disconnect your phones. Operating through a headset, you'd be surprised how many 60-minute calls take 140 minutes off my timed callings on my phone. Thank you, one and all. Bye for now, and don't forget, we do have an email list. Let's make good use of it.
Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you, Patrick. Thank you all.
Bye now. Thank you.